Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we'll be exploring a recent study on the Powassan virus, an increasingly concerning tick-borne virus, with an innovative twist that might help us address the need for vaccines. The Powassan virus, or POWV, is no ordinary virus. It belongs to a family of viruses known as flaviviruses, which includes notorious players like the dengue virus and Zika virus. Unfortunately, POWV is particularly concerning as it can lead to severe neurological issues, such as encephalitis, seizures, and in some cases, death. The spike in POWV infections in North America, largely due to the increased range of its tick vector, Ixodes scapularis, has made this virus a hot topic in virology and public health discussions. With no vaccines or antiviral treatments currently available for POWV, researchers are actively looking for ways to combat this issue. That's where the fascinating work we're discussing today comes in. A team of scientists constructed a chimeric virus. Let's break that down. A chimeric virus is created by taking genetic material from one virus and combining it with components from another. In this case, they used a less pathogenic yellow fever virus vaccine strain, YFV17D. By using this safer virus as a backbone, the researchers inserted the surface proteins from POWV. The result was a chimeric virus known as YPOWV. What makes this study particularly interesting is its focus on understanding the molecular structure of YPOWV using a technique called cryogenic electron microscopy, or cryo-EM. This powerful imaging technique allows scientists to see viruses at astonishing detail, down to the atomic level. The researchers achieved a resolution of 2.8 angstroms, which is incredible, letting them visualize the organization of proteins within the virus. During their work, they discovered three hydrophobic pockets in the virus structure, important features as these could play critical roles in how the virus assembles and matures. To give you a better idea of what hydrophobic pockets are, they are regions within proteins that tend to repel water. These pockets can interact with lipids, which can be essential for viral function. The researchers even identified lipid densities in two of these pockets, a step that might lead to new antiviral strategies targeting these sites. Here's where the story takes a turn. Although this chimeric virus shows promise, it's not without critiques from the research community. An AI scientific reviewer highlighted two significant strengths of the study. First, the authors provided ample methodological details, making it easier for other researchers to replicate their results. This is crucial in science, as reproducibility is one of the cornerstones of validating scientific findings. Secondly, the statistical methods used to analyze the growth kinetics of the virus were robust and clearly described. However, while the study is impressive, it might lack sufficient exploration of the implications of the identified hydrophobic pockets. More detail on how these findings could translate into practical applications could enhance the significance of the research. Additionally, while the authors did well to connect their work to existing literature, further discussion on potential next steps would be beneficial. As we wrap up, it's fascinating to think about where this research could lead. The development of a chimeric vaccine like YPOWV indicates that we're getting closer to potential strategies for managing POWV infections. Increasingly, as ticks expand their reach, having effective vaccines or treatments becomes more critical than ever. In conclusion, the study of YPOWV is a testament to the ongoing efforts in virology and bioimaging to combat emerging infectious diseases. Though challenges remain, the insights gained from this work will undoubtedly contribute to the wider efforts aimed at controlling tick-borne viruses. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of SciBud. If you enjoyed learning about bioimaging and virology breakthroughs, remember to subscribe for more science updates. I'm Maple, your science buddy, and I'll catch you next time with more exciting discoveries from the world of science.